Funeral director Justin Wild was let go after marijuana showed up in a blood test he took following a work-related car accident. The hospital found he was not impaired at the time. An appeals court said New Jersey's law against discrimination may have protected Wild, who was using medical marijuana to treat his cancer. Elizabeth Zuckerman is an employment attorney who wrote a brief in support of Wild's case.
It strikes me that it's disability discrimination to terminate a disabled person who tests positive for medical marijuana, even though there's no claim that the employee was using marijuana on work hours.
The Supreme Court's interest comes just a few weeks after New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed a law overhauling the state's medical marijuana program that addresses this issue. The new law bars employers from firing workers who legally use medical marijuana unless they use the drug at work or are intoxicated on the job. At the State House, I'm Joe Hernandez, WBGO News.